This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar probably about 2 or 3 months ago. We are talking about no other than Creative Medical Technology Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CELZ. And with us today is the CEO and president. We're very fortunate and lucky to have him, Mr. Tim Warmington. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Albert. I appreciate it and a pleasure to be here.
You know, how and when was a Creative Medical Technologies Holdings founded? Just give us a little bit of how you found the company and your thoughts on it.
Sure, Everett. The company was founded in 2011 at the time of acquisition of intellectual property, pending patents from another biotech company that my co-founders and I were involved with, and then later sold to a very large biotech company. In 2016, we took the company public via reverse merge, fully reporting the OTC, and this is where we've stayed now to the present day.
You know, one of the products that really caught my eye when I was doing my research and you came on my radar was this flagship product you have, CAVR-STIM. How was it discovered? What's the status and where do we go from here?
You know, CAVR-STIM is interesting because as a businessman and a businessman that's operated in cash flow types of businesses for many, many years, CAVR-STIM was attractive to me because it showed an ability to actually present a cash flow by the medical procedure performed by licensed physicians so that there would be revenue coming into the company to be able to fund operations and everything. Now, my co-founders, Dr. Ikham, Dr. Patel, MD and PhD, respectively, saw the merit of it in the scientific and medical technology and the potential efficacy that it brought. So it was a perfect storm, as you may want to say, of a businessman, a scientist, and a physician all looking at intellectual property saying, this fits what our goals would be in operating our own biotech company.
You know, your company is a commercial stage biotech company. It kind of specializes in stem cell technology in the fields of urology, neurology, and orthopedics. And it trades on the OTC. We know that. But what exactly is the procedure and how are you guys monetizing this? Take us through a walkthrough with the doctors that do this.
Sure. And it's a very simple model, Everett. The revenue that's generated by our company is from the sale of medical equipment. There is a device, a kit that is required for each patient treated for the bone marrow aspiration and injection of the CAVR-STIM case of the stem cells to the patient's penis, quite frankly. There is no charge to the doctors. We have never felt that it's right to actually charge for technology because this is a procedure that, you know, the doctors perform. We want it out there. There is sufficient and actually more than sufficient potential revenue in the sale of the kits alone. And then, you know, obviously marketing and the different things that may come through each doctor, which is ancillary revenue. But it's a very simple model. It's basically sale of the device to the physicians.
And do you have a patent on that kit?
The kit is patented. We have in the space of urology, we have worldwide exclusive distribution rights from the manufacturer. It doesn't make sense to go through the costs of developing our own equipment. A great relationship with our supplier, a very solid long-term contract, and again, worldwide rights. So that's not necessary. All IP is protected, and we have protection on our side with the manufacturer.
My guest today is Tim Warmington. He's the CEO and president of Creative Medical Technology Holding Company. I think very undervalued here at 0009. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CELZ. As you know, when you have a product out there, you want to try to get it out to the masses. One of the companies that you partner up with, it seems, is Edge Media Network. Why them?
Well, you know, we're also obviously planning on different marketing campaigns. But Edge, they're great people. They worked with us extensively for a couple of months prior to actually launching the campaign to get within the budget that we needed with the expectations that we had. There is no reason whatsoever with a this type of a procedure, obviously sexual function, that there is really no reason not to go to the LGBTQ community as well as other other groups as we progress along.
Absolutely. Upcoming near-term milestones and long-term visions, what's the future hold for the company?
Well, you know, I'm very optimistic, continuing to train physicians and treat patients. Those are reflected in our disclosures. We have a number of different patents within our portfolio that are continuing to be prosecuted and, you know, pushed along, basically, to maturity. Our fem cells, which is the treatment of female sexual dysfunction with the use of the patient's own stem cells. The website will be up, I would say, within 30 to 45 days. It's being commercialized now and has been for several months. That we're optimistic about that because it's a counterpart to the CABRSTEM for men. Our stem spine technology is incredible. We have an issued patent, obviously, on that as well. And optimistic on things coming throughout the end of 19 and into 2020 with stem spine, in addition to a few other announcements that we plan to make, you know, in time, you know, as things mature.
Tim, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from the interview today?
Quite frankly, this is serious medicine regarding sexual dysfunction. It is serious. We're serious. We are trying to increase shareholder value. We're optimistic, obviously, every day, and have been for 8.5 years now. We're happy with what we have. We always wish we could have a better stock price, as most CEOs probably say. We're very optimistic. We really are. We think we have a very bright future, Everett. We really do.
Company that we're highlighting today is Creative Medical Technology Holdings. Check them out on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol CELZ. My guest today has been Tim Warmington. Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it. And, you know, I wish you nothing but the best out there.
Everett, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.